With SDPB News, I'm John Nguyen. Earlier this week, the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals released an extensive opinion on the Indian Child Welfare Act. Lawyers immediately started to examine its potential effect on legal processes in place for more than 40 years. An attorney with the American Civil Liberties Union says much of the law still stands, but some important protections have been found unconstitutional. Victoria Wicks has this report for SDPB.
ACLU Stephen Pivar says he is dismayed to find that valuable ICWA protections have been ruled unconstitutional. He notes in particular two requirements on state courts or agencies that have been found to invade state sovereignty. The language in the ruling is that they, quote, commandeer state actors. One of those requirements is that courts must hear testimony from a qualified expert witness before removing native children from their homes. Pivar says the expert is ideally a member of the same tribe as the child. He says Congress put that provision in place because before ICWA, children were removed from their homes for situations acceptable under tribal customs.
On many reservations, it's not only normal, but encouraged that children spend weeks, if not months, living with the grandmother or grandfather or an aunt or uncle. And many state court judges and social workers were viewing that as abandonment.
He says the expert witness can testify that an action is not traditional and that under tribal customs, it does present a risk to a child. Pivar also notes that the Fifth Circuit found it unconstitutionally burdensome to require state agencies to make active efforts to keep families together before removing children. He says those efforts include having trained social workers assist families to fix what's broken.
This active efforts requirement is a wonderful thing, and it saved a lot of families from breakup.
The appellate ruling does not take effect until June 1st, and it is binding only on courts in Texas, Louisiana, and Mississippi, the states in the Fifth Circuit. Pivar says the case is likely to be granted a hearing at the U.S. Supreme Court. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.
Governor Kristi Noem is renewing her push for lawmakers to take up issues she feels were left unsettled during the regular legislative session, including banning transgender girls from girl sports. But lawmakers say they won't address it during a special session. The Republican governor's office held a conference call Wednesday with legislative leaders to discuss calling a special session. It would also include discussions on how to spend over $1 billion that's flowing into the state from a federal COVID-19 rescue package, and changes to a voter-passed medical marijuana bill set to go into effect July 1st. The rollout of COVID-19 vaccines has reached a significant milestone in South Dakota. Vaccines are now available to anyone older than 16. Republican Congressman Dusty Johnson recently took advantage of the expanded eligibility. He got vaccinated at Sanford Health's Vaccine Center in Sioux Falls. SDPB's Jordan Henderson was there.
Johnson got the Johnson & Johnson's Janssen vaccine. He believes if residents want to get back to normal, we must all get vaccinated.
I mean, everybody in this country, everybody in South Dakota can get access to this vaccine right now. I've got it in my system because I want to try to model good behavior. If we want to get to herd immunity, if we want to make sure that these communities can open back up fully, we got to get the vaccines in arms.
He says there's plenty available and now is the time.
I mean, we have 167 million shots in arms in this country today, and we're adding 3 million more a day. Now is the time for people to step up, even if they're young, even if they're healthy. We got to get this country back to normal, and the vaccine is one of the greatest developments in medical history.
After getting the vaccine, Dusty Johnson was ordered to wait around for 15 minutes to make sure he had no reaction, and then he started helping at the COVID Vaccine Center.
For me, it's just about the happiest place you can go to. I mean, it's probably tied with a kindergarten classroom. I mean, people understand that this is a little bit of a miracle. People understand that this is the way our country and our world gets back to normal. They're excited to be doing their part. And that's why I love volunteering at these, because frankly, nothing puts a smile on my face as much as seeing a smile on these people's faces.
For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jordan Henderson.
That's your daily news update. Follow SDPB News on social and visit sdpb.org/news to keep up with our journalism as it comes in. Thank you for listening.